This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As climate change makes sea ice less reliable, salmon and humpback whales might become more common in the Arctic. As the Alaska Desk's Ayulna Naiden reports on how that change could impact subsistence lifestyles and what scientists have to say about it.
Catching salmon in the North Slope village of Kaktovik was unheard of not too long ago. But as resident Robert Thompson says, some fishermen now see salmon more regularly. About 5 years ago, Thompson caught a dozen salmon, a small but noticeable number, he says.
Before it was unusual and people would talk about it, but somebody got a salmon, but now it's fairly common, but not like many, many, many.
Fishermen, hunters, and researchers gathered at the Alaska Marine Science Symposium in Anchorage back in January to discuss changing migration patterns of several fish species and marine animals. That includes humpbacks, who seem to be gaining new ground up north, bowheads expanding their diet, and salmon observed in the Arctic. One of the conference presenters was Elizabeth McClindley, a graduate student from Bethel who grew up fishing for salmon. For a year, Lindley and other researchers tracked temperatures in the Anaktuvik River, which runs through gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve. They saw that water at the depth of salmon nests never got below freezing. They also estimated that salmon emerged around August, which is later than in other parts of the state, but the optimal time for the Arctic.
The temperature conditions, it seems like they are survivable, and it does seem like they would allow for development to occur with enough time for them to hatch and emerge into the stream.
The warming environment has also been affecting bowhead whales. The animals have been delaying their migration to the Bering Sea or even staying in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas for the winter. Marine ecologist Clarissa Teixeira says the makeup of the whales' baleen plates can offer a window into their diet and movements. Teixeira sampled baleen plates from 11 bowheads and looked at the ice conditions during the years they were harvested. She discovered that after 2016, when the ice conditions were extremely low, bowheads expanded their foraging habitats or fed on wider composition of prey. She shared her discovery during the conference.
And that's amazing because it shows how resilient these individuals are, right?
Less ice might also mean new territory for humpback whales. Oceanographer Kate Stafford says data from local whalers and aerial surveys points to more humpbacks visiting the Chukchi Sea in recent years. In Utqiagvik, humpbacks were sighted only twice before 2021 and 2 to 3 times in years after that. Then, last fall, researchers saw more than 25 whales feeding close together for 2 days in a row.
We came across what I would call humpback palooza.
Stafford says that young humpbacks usually follow the migration patterns they learn from their mothers. Since researchers observed multiple mother-calf pairs, the whales might return to the area.
This does suggest, at least to me, that humpbacks are here to stay near Utqiagvik, at least so long as there's something to eat.
Scientists like Stafford rely on help from indigenous knowledge holders, hunters, and whalers for their research.
They're really good naturalists. They're really good observers and biologists, because they need to understand the seasonality of animals, the behavior of animals, how the environment impacts animals. And so I really rely so much on their feedback and input.
Utqiagvik whaler Michael Donovan says he did not witness the humpback palooza, but he has seen a few humpbacks during his fall hunts.
We did spot a few out there while hunting, but we didn't see the large numbers like the researchers did.
He says that he and other whalers are worried that humpbacks might be competing for krill and copepods with bowheads, the staple subsistence resource in his community.
Well, definitely they're an invasive species. You know, they come in and eat the same food that our bowheads eat.
Donovan and other hunters say they're supportive of scientists collecting data on whales other than bowheads, which are growing their presence in warming waters in the Arctic. In Anchorage, I am Alona Naiden.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.